December meeting is called to order. Need a motion to approve the minutes of the November 8th board meeting.
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approve the budget actual reports for the month of November.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approve the payment of bills, November 22nd and December 13th abstracts.
I'll make the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Public comment. Peter?
Yes, I have couple of points. If I understand it correctly, the workshop for January will have what we've arranged, the two authorities on broadband and fiber optic.
Yes.
Give a presentation. And that presentation, our slide deck, card deck was given to Trish, who has distributed to the trustee. There may be revisions on that, especially in light of the federal legislation. And I would encourage two things. One, that close attention be given to the federal funds that are going to be distributed for broadband and associated communication, which means working through Congressman Delgado's office, which is something that apparently the township did not do on the first round. So the township received nothing, even though there are a number of properties that are not connected, some on Martindale, 217 and Severus Crossing. I didn't look up the exact addresses if they're still on or not, but my pitch is let's not miss the federal money, because if we deserve it, we should ask for it. The second is because of the importance of this for various types of businesses, as well as personal use, school use, and that. These are two individuals that have spent a number of years very carefully studying, as the information that I sent out to you from them indicates. So I would encourage notice be given so that the public could attend and actually learn something from this in terms of the latest information, but that's up to you whether or not you want this type of presentation to be accessible to the public. My second query, I see there's a report from the building inspector. Do we know how many units have been registered? Rental units?
We do know that, and we do know how many have not registered, and we know how many are going to get letters. I can't give you those numbers right off the top of my head because I don't remember from the other day. But we had a meeting here the other day with the attorney and the judge and both zoning enforcement officer and the building inspector. So as of January 2nd or 3rd, whenever they get back to work, the violation notices are going to start.
There's about 100 a quarter of them.
109 not registered, 11 vacant.
Right.
109 that have been registered.
Not registered.
Not 100, yeah, 109 and plus
11 vacant properties.
11, so that'd be 120.
So those are, when you say those are properties, but the property itself may have multiple units within it.
Yeah, but
the buildings are what's registered.
The buildings have to be registered. Yes.
So that's quite a rush that may have to happen between now and the end of the month.
It is what it is. Everybody knew about it.
So is the software that they purchased to generate this data, is that software then being able to produce all of this?
Yes. That's where he got the list from.
Oh, all right. Good. Thanks. That's all I have to say.
Tom?
Yeah, Tom Hale, Summit Street. I just have some comments to the recent presentation that was made by the BOA and the LWRP on two of the designated sites. One is the community center and the surrounds, and the other one is Canal Street. Both of my comments are based on the community center presentation, and they're specifically addressed to the liaisons, both Mayor Johnson and Trustee Ostrander, in hopes that we can work together on getting this correct. And just a little of where I'm coming from. I'm an architect, and I spent most of my career on municipal buildings, the design and development of municipal buildings. So just a point of reference of where my comments are coming from. I believe you have written copies. Mm-hmm. You got them. Great. Okay. So the first one is purpose and programming. The presentation consisted of various images across the globe of small size community centers and also drawings of ideas of the youth in Philmont, and that was great to give us a conceptual idea of what we should be thinking about. But from that, the suggestion was, well, then we go to design services. But there's a huge thing missing before you do that. And that is the purpose and programming. And the purpose can be very simple. Who does it serve? Why is it in that location? How does it reflect the local culture? Things like that. And that's what we usually call a mission statement. And no designer can get anywhere without having a mission statement. Then the second thing is just some initial programming. So that's the list of activities. When do they take place? How many people come at one time? In other words, how big does the biggest room need to be? What are the typical characteristics of the users? What's the capacity? What are the storage requirements? Whole list of linkages to what you may have to be associated with. And that sounds like a lot, but it isn't, because all you have to do is get Doug and get Julie and a couple of people who use the center and just ask them these questions and just try and get it down on paper. But again, employing design services before that happens. The design service would just simply be spinning their wheels. The second thing is actually contracting design services. It was suggested that the possibility of tapping into pro bono expertise within the village. And the idea is that you would save money. This is a complete misnomer for two reasons. And it's basically objectivity. So someone that's coming from the village would most likely have a preconceived notion of what should be there, but that's not objective. What you need is a design professional who can be reflective of the comprehensive community input. And the second issue there is the individual would not have the capacity to transform the concept into design and construction documents. It certainly would not pick up the liability associated with it. So the fair and more economical solution is to contact an unaffiliated third party that absorbs the criteria from the community and produces alternative schemes. And eventually, those schemes then would become turned into construction documents. And they would have that in mind right from the beginning. And therein lies the savings, not the pro bono work. Another suggestion was a design competition. A design competition invariably increases the cost. And as I said, from my background, I'll just tell you about a site where this happened that you all know about, the World Trade Center site. The buildings went to private design firms, but the actual memorial where those pools of water are and the names, that was a competition. And it was someone from the Parks Department that won it. He had no idea how to make his concept in construction documents. He certainly wasn't going to get the liability insurance to produce them. So it basically had to be completely redesigned again at great expense. But the city did it because it brought on a lot of media attention. So, but that's a global site. So that's the reason you do a competition, is to bring the media involved, to bring in more money that way. I don't think the Philmont Community Center is in the same realm as that. So it just simply costs more money to do a competition. And typically, the design fee for collecting the information, collecting the data, doing interviews, and coming up with three conceptual schemes is approximately 10% of the total fee. And it's well worth it to go that route. The third thing is the funding. This definitely needs to get clarified. There are several confusing aspects to it. It sounded like money could come from both the BOA and the LWRP, but the estimate was approximately $124,000 coming from the BOA only. So I'm not sure why money is only coming from the BOA, but what was even more confusing was that amount had to be split between the two designated sites, but without the proportion. So we weren't told, well, this X amount goes to the Trinity Center and the other amount goes to Canal Street. But even more confusing is how did the number get arrived at in the first place? In the industry, you determine design services either, there's several ways you can do it. You can do it by on the square footage basis, and you put in a specific number for design services per square foot for the overall size of the project. You can take the estimated construction costs and then take a percentage of that. You can identify the tasks and then put a number on each task. But there was more hourly rates. So there's four different ways to go, but none of that was explained. So we have this number of 124,000. We don't know how much is going where, and we don't know how it was arrived at. And finally, there was no mention of sustainability. The village has adopted the stretch code. In the mission statement, it should be in that statement that this will be a net zero building. So you can't, no one should be designing a building in 2022 that's still using fossil fuels. So those are my four comments. You have that in the written document, and I look forward to being working with
you. We'll see what we can do about getting some of your questions answered.
Okay.
Well, right here.
And we'll move on to the next. Thank you. Julia?
Did you guys get the copies of what I sent this afternoon? It was late, so you probably haven't come in. I'm just going to start reading and then I might try to read it some bit. But we are a group of Village residents who would like to express our concern on the matter of the Woods housing development proposal by Clover Reach LLC, currently under review by the planning board. As the Summit Lake Conservation Group, we are an unincorporated association of citizens whose primary interest is to protect the ecology of Summit Lake and its surrounding habitats that are home to an assortment of diverse wildlife. So we've made some statements last meeting, but then came together as a group and made a statement at the planning board meeting, but in our sort of continued conversation, realized it was important for us to come back here as a group and make another statement as sort of follow-up to where we're at currently. So with this evening's statement, we are asking that the village board take seriously its role in this process of assessing the proposed development by Clover Reach. As lead agency in the village's ongoing effort to protect and revitalize Summit Lake and the village economy through its long-term engagement with the Brownfield Opportunity Area Program and funding that dates to 2014. While we understand that you're not in a position to intervene in the planning board application process, we do believe that as BOA lead agency, there are other powers at your disposal to guide the development of the Woods project proposal in a way that is more directly engaged with the planning process currently underway. Due to the fact that Summit Lake is named as the central catalyst for the BOA Step 2 plan, it's recognized as a cultural resource in the Parks Resource Evaluation Survey that's aimed at establishing the village of Belmont Historic District, and this project has the potential to impact the lake in many ways. So it's really just about connecting the dots on all of these different efforts. Our group, the Summit Lake Conservation Group, appreciates that the partners of Clover Reach LLC have been willing to engage in conversations with the community, to listen to our concerns. They even walked us around the project site and explained their intentions for the project. And while we appreciate those intentions, I think it's also brought to light a need to kind of re-engage the village board as part of that conversation. In these conversations, we have learned that it is the intention of Clover Reach LLC to align the Woods project with their interpretation of goals that are documented in the BOA Step 2 documents that they've found on the websites of the Village of Philmont and Philmont Beautification. But I think, as you all know, from years of engagement with this project, the Step 2 plan establishes broad guidelines for a complex set of goals, and those goals require a specific steps to reach the goals, and those steps are still being assembled and they're still being defined by the interaction of stakeholders who are engaged in this process of pre-development, that are currently involved in this process of pre-development activities that are going to ultimately inform implementation of the whole goal plan. And this includes the intermunicipality Agawamish Creek Watershed Manager Plan that's aimed at restoring Summit Lake. And I think that there is an opportunity, we think that there is an opportunity here for Clover Reach LLC to come to the table as one of those stakeholders if they're open to waiting for that process to take its course and to amending their plans through that process. So for example, in our conversations with the Clover Reach partners, questions came up about the relationship between their property, the village-owned conservation area, the New York State-owned property that's to the east, which is the future site of the Harlan Valley Rail Trail, and then the property owned by Columbia Land Conservancy of High Falls, all of which are implicated in the ongoing development of the BOA plan in one way or another, even if they're not within the designated site, although many of them are. And then furthermore, the Agawam Creek Advisory Committee just recently held its first meeting. So all this stuff is obviously in the works and very much alive and very much still being figured out. And the property owned by Clover Reach is just one in a string of properties adjacent to the creek and to the lake that are important for the future of this area. So the point that we're making in the statement is that if Clover Reach is sincere in its desire to engage with the BOA planning process in a more dynamic and robust way, in a meaningful way, then it must do that through the lead agency of the project, which is you guys. We, the somewhat like conservation group or community group with some experience, but limited experience with the BOA documents as a group and with the planning efforts. So we're here to raise the issue and initiate the dialogue. And we would like to stay involved in the conversation, but we are not in position to guide CloverReach towards a meaningful and appropriate interaction with this complex project and to the diverse collection of stakeholders. Rather, it would be the jurisdiction of the village trustees, specifically the members of the BOA grant committee, to bring CloverReach to the table specifically for this purpose. I think this is an opportunity for the village government to demonstrate strong leadership in the long-term planning of several major projects that will impact our collective future. With this in mind, we are concerned that the planning process to implement the BOA goals is likely to operate at a slower pace than the approval process and construction schedule of the housing development proposed by CloverReach LLC. So again, if CloverReach LLC has a genuine interest in engaging this planning process, then maybe they'll slow down their plans, the development of their plans. But if this is something that the board is in agreement with, then it needs to be proactive and not assume that that's the case. In order to ensure that this project is properly considered and integrated into the long-term plans of the village that are already underway through the BOA and LWRP, we have been advised by legal counsel that it is within the power of the village board to issue a moratorium on development on the site until the BOA plan process is farther along. Both the applicants and the planning board can adequately evaluate its scope within the parameters set out by the BOA project. We appreciate your consideration, and we're going to continue our outreach efforts. We already have 50 signatures of other interested citizens who are concerned about the project, and we're going to just keep talking to people. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Reports to the committees. Rob?
Nothing new to report, just ongoing projects the board's aware of.
I see this one off. I apologize. I'm next.
I was just giving you some time. Okay. All right, Chris, you can go.
Okay. All right. The office will be following mask protocol for New York State guidance on the new mask requirements until January 15th reassessment. Many hours were spent calculating, creating lists, drafting letters, and working with the village attorney for water turnoffs. We wanted to make absolutely sure that we were doing everything for New York State pandemic protocol. Certified letters for water turnoffs did go out on December 3rd. We received a handful of requests from residents for payment plans. Many hours were also spent working with the village attorney and labor council and regarding wording of the union contract. Many hours were spent working with bond council and the Bank of Green to secure the funds for the new towing fire truck for the village of Beaumont Fire Co. We have been receiving many requests for genealogical searches, some going all the way back to 1903. The workshop on the 22nd will be the day that the trustees judge the lights around the village for the annual holiday lighting contest. The office will be closed on Friday, December 24th, and also on Friday, December 31st, in observance of the holidays.
And also, the 22nd is going to be closed for an hour and a half, noon to 1:30.
Okay.
Building inspector report, tenancy CO issue 2, rental registrations issue 13, inspections, tenancy inspections are 2, building permits 5, instructions and inspections are 5, COs issued 2, and the searches were 5. Library, who's going to read that one?
All right. Perfect. Belmont Public Library Director's Report, December 2021. Buildings and grounds. Thanks to Dave Bolivice for fixing the sink and putting together the garbage shed in front of the library. G Huber Enterprises has completed the boiler installation and Harrington's is coming today to install the tanks and deliver fuel. Services. Story times have been well attended with regular groups of 7 toddlers and 6 preschool children. The sensory bins and monthly early learning kits, ELK, are a great hit. December guest reader will be Lori Porter Carrera. I butchered that, I'm sure, on December 16th, and the ELK will be reminded, will be reindeer themed. Virtual history series have been popular with 25 to 35 in attendance. The next are scheduled for December 13th, 6 p.m., FDR, the attack on Pearl Harbor, and December 15th, 6 p.m. at NYHS, Nature and America Arts. Program will be recorded and available on the website to view after. Now, Valencia from Habitat for Humanity came to investigate what is needed to move the tool shed and repair holes, etc. We will then set a date to have the work completed. Programs are being discussed with this group, and we are set to discuss dates and specifics in early January and plan to start workshops in early to mid-February. We began a program for middle school students on how to relax and be ready to study and do homework. We had 14 teens attend. I'm sorry, 4 teens attend. My glasses are fogging up. I'm sorry. They are interested to continue in a weekly homework club. Dates are being planned. Embroidery for beginners, learn basic stitches and create an ornament. If there is enough interest, we will have a monthly workshop for ages 12 and up. The first workshop will provide all supplies as a craft at home. Genevieve has created a YouTube tutorial to go with the kit. The month of December, we will have a gift wrapping station in the cultural center. We are supplying wrapping paper, bags, tape, scissors, ribbons, and bows. All are welcome to bring their gifts and use these materials for free wrap. January will begin our yearly soup sales. We will follow last year's model of bi-weekly sales through mid-March. Please let us know if you would like to make some soup. Our new meeting room has been used for tutoring, grants, town, state, and county funding. $21,000 ELD construction grant applied for a $2,500 grant through Association of Small and Rural Libraries. We'll receive notice of decision in February. I am in the midst of writing a grant through Greene County Council of the Arts for a late spring concert series and someone to build a little free art gallery. I reached out to Nathaniel Williams for help in finding someone to design and build the structure, and Nate is working on performance for the concert series. November in-person and virtual program attendance was 81. November people in the library, 560. November 2021 digital services, 620, and that includes Clarvick and Philmont shared OnDrive accounts, overdraft accounts. Meetings, trainings, and projects, CCLA Newsbank has been added to our website. This allows patrons to access newspaper articles from hundreds of newspapers in the country with their library card at the library, regardless of library card. MHLS, Governor Hochul, has signed into law that all library trustees must now participate in yearly training. All 66 member libraries are asked to approve the MHLS board's direct access plan as part of a new state requirement. This document is attached in your email packet. I am investigating 2 programs through the MHLS. Digital navigating training for staff and how to help patrons with not only using computers in the library, but also finding internet access at a reasonable price from home. Virtual court is a program also being investigated that would be a good use of our meeting room space.
Community center, Doug.
All right, community center report for November, submitted by Delivery Energy Director Facility. The center's been checked regularly during the month for security purposes. 100 gallons of oil was ordered. Jordan Brim has created a very artistic stone flower garden below the front window, and we did all the beds in the back of the building. Thanks again, George, for the help. Programming the Girl Scouts, the Cub Scouts, Greener Pathways, AmeriCorps, and Loki Anthony, leading hip-hop, are all meeting at the community center. The after-school enrichment program, taught by Abby Langdon of Oriel Cooperative Extension, and assisted by Monty Jennings and Beth Grau, continues. Hours are 3:30 to 5:30 for 8 to 12-year-olds. Flyers have been posted. Please help spread the word. The theater group used the center to make a Thanksgiving dinner on Tuesday, November 23rd. First game night for 18 plus started on November 22nd. Shopping for refreshments, games, and publicity all happened, but unfortunately no one attended. We may postpone until the spring. Thanks to Deb Grau for her time. And she had a phone meeting with Bob Gibson, Commissioner of the Department of Social Services.
Thank you.
Yep.
Vern?
For the month of November, we had 13 calls for service. We have 2 assists, 84 property checks, 10 UGTs issued, 11 VUT warnings, and 0 parking tickets. Just like to ask, as we come into the winter months, that we post the sidewalk and parking dates back on the window, and we can have that put on the website. That would be greatly appreciated. Just to give a reminder to the village residents.
I can do that.
Thank you. Also, meeting again tomorrow with Arnie from Mid-Hudson. So to continue their whole bid and their proposal for cameras, etc. And then Wednesday, I have the county IT folks coming in. Continue to work with that, with the piggyback with the county. So what that is, it's probably about a $40 an hour cost savings to utilize the county, plus we are able to piggyback on any grants and things like that that are pulled through the county for the village of Belmont. So meeting with those folks again on Wednesday. We do have an agreement that I have to sign, but just let everyone just take a look at it. Robin, you're familiar with it because it's going to end up on your lap when you're all set. It's just a basic agreement just saying that we can opt in, opt out, but we're going to utilize their services, which is from our current IT, cost savings. I've met with them twice now. They've done assessments, everything that we would need for upgrades. So.
That helps Ryan while they're looking at it. On the website, on the front page, what I did was I put something on and I put a link to all the winter laws.
Okay.
So we'll post it on the window also.
Yeah, a lot of times if they come and get, the residents come and get garbage stickers or whatever, if they, as long as they can see it, they'll be like, ah, it's just.
And I'll just put it on a calendar too. So.
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
Is this for church?
That's, I have to sign. I just wanted to just take a look at it.
So we actually got one in the mail today also.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Okay. It looks exactly the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got it.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll get it in the mail for you.
Thank you.
As far as the parking tickets go, you're going to get on that soon, right?
Yes.
Okay. First time around is a warning, then after that?
Correct.
All right. Sally?
Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me with my mask?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to read the report summary for November. I attended the Borough Co-Chair standing meeting held with Mayor Johnson. Barbara Spagal, Chair of the LWRP Watershed Advisory Committee, WAC, and Trustee Ostrander was unable to attend that meeting. So 2 points we covered in the meeting agenda. There was a debriefing of the project initiation meeting as task 1 of the LWRP work plan. That meeting was held on 10/10. It was held in the library and it was hosted by the LWRP DOS specialist from New York State. And it was attended by Trustee Ostrander, Mayor Johnson, Barbara Segal, myself, the watershed participating towns of Cabarrac, Hosedale and Austerlitz. Town of Ghent was unable to attend. I think that was to do with their elections. It was sort of a shuffle around there, and they didn't have the person that they thought would be coming known, wasn't in the position to represent the town. So general discussion of points brought up by the DOS in the initiation meeting, which were, you know, in reference to contractual and work plan goals and objectives and contractual expectations. So we debriefed on those and general discussion of points brought up by the DOS in the initiation meeting and or by participating towns, and discuss the next steps to convene the participating towns to discuss how to work together, where and how meetings should be held, increasing watershed advisory WAC committee members from the participating towns. I'd just like to add to that that next month for the January report, the full summary notes from that meeting, which include notes from Trish, summary notes from myself, all the attachments that were in that meeting will be part of that report. So you'll have to, you know, decide whether you want to take it in at a knowledge level or split it between, you know, we can talk about that at the 21st co-chair meeting. Either way, it's fine, but they should, you know, all of it should end up on the village website, whatever way you want to handle it. And then we moved on for the second point in the agenda of that meeting, and we discussed the proposal received from the Heritage Working Group addressing the plan and the recommendations intended for the community outreach aimed at community consensus building to advance the nomination of the Village of Historic. Village of Philmont Historic District, and the steps recommended for the board review and approval. And that proposal is that it was attached and made part of this report. So you did all receive the proposal, yes? And hopefully you've got the proposal, because there are a couple of items on that proposal that, you know, at least number three, you know, should be given approval as it affects the January water bill for the insert of the flyer. So there are 6 points in that proposal. And the most pressing being number three in terms of time. I don't know if you want to decide on that this evening. Those 6 points really take us right out to May or June of next year. So the other the six can answer question tonight, but number three is pressing. And we submitted the design of the water insert for the flyer, so it would be great if we could get some response on that this evening. And in relationship to that particular point on the agenda in the meeting, Mayor Johnson advised to email the proposal directly to the clerk of the village trustees due to no village workshop meeting being scheduled for November or December, so we couldn't bring it in the workshop meeting, either in November or this month. So it's landed in your lap. That's it. Thank you very much.
Do we have room in the water bills for that flyer?
See, why not? Is it a separate
one sheet, just like last time? Double sided, one sheet.
Can we look at it before it goes in?
Oh, and if you remember, sorry, Doug.
Do we have received it?
Yes. We submitted.
Was it the same one we talked about before?
No. We submitted, so for the, there was discussion, you know, in the email on it, and what it is doing is advertising or announcing that there'll be a presentation done by Heritage Consulting, Matt Kirsten, in February, and to if we can hold it in the village, or if not, we're, you know, still in this COVID situation, it'll be done online, then it will be available to look at. And that will be, you know, addressing the importance of the Village of Philmont Historic District, how that affects tax credits, and all of the other things that come along with that to be considered, like, you know, heritage, tourism, wayfinding, history of Philmont.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, before we stuck the envelope to it, can I read it?
Yeah, it's there. We provided it.
Where?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Do you want that?
I give you.
Chris was good about getting us everything.
I have.
Unless I'm missing it.
Yeah, you must miss it. I have it in my folder. In this print form.
Oh, no, so we have not seen that.
Yeah, you can have this.
That one we did?
Yeah, that we got.
Well, that was quite a while ago, though.
And that's what you're asking me to put in January.
Yes. So it's the same format.
Okay.
That was done a couple months ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
We've already approved it.
Okay, I thought you were talking about something new.
Nope.
I remember it now.
Yep. I mean, the date that I, you know, kind of trying to keep really ahead here.
Okay.
You know,
we don't need a motion for
it.
Okay, yeah, as long as you
have it. And Matt Kirsted, as you remember, and you know, there's a second page, and we also included that form that instead of people writing in a letter, they can, you know, just fill out the form. It may be that that's a more accessible way for people to say, hey, I'm really interested in becoming involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And they just fill that out. Put it in, that would be fine too, for the co-chair to allow and Brian to review.
Sorry, make that double sided.
It's going to be double sided, yeah. And it'll be the same thing. It will be, no, it's not going to be, it'll be exactly as it was before, printed by co-printers. No, this is just off my printer. Right. And Matt Kirsten did really well. You know, he gave a great presentation here before people really. You know, we're engaged with him, and so I was in conversation with Matt today. You know, on here I have it as Sunday, February the 20th, but we're still looking at that. That's not completely cemented, but I'll have it cemented in next couple of days. I'm due to talk with Matt on Thursday, and then I'll have a particular day, but it'll be in February. We need it to happen in February. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave?
DPW, we've been picking up leaves pretty much for the month of November and December. Picking up those properties. Repaired a leaf truck a few times, installed a plow. Picked up the Ventrac snowblower from Florida to get ready for servicing it. Removed the flags and hung the banners with help from Tom Glover. Replaced oil pan on truck 22 with bearing and plow. Removed trash and weekly from the ball field. And covered the graffiti down in the dugouts. Doing garbage and recycling. Cleared the roof at the office and the sewer plant. I got pants and shirts. Had, days that the truck broke down, the guys went out with rakes and shovels and picked up leaves with a dump truck. Water and wastewater report, took samples to the health department, all passed. Baldwin hauled 10,000 gallons of sludge to Albany, worked continually. It is planned on the upgrade of the plant, assisting the contractors. Cleaned out the building of the tower, assisting the contractors in many ways to complete project. Assist the DPW with leafer in the trucks. Repaired the ceilings in part room. Repaired the wall in part room. Cut the workbench down for the project to continue on. Been working with Trish. Just spoke with Rob. The house on 11 Elm, the old doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know what to do. We have to charge them something for water. We can't just hook up the water. For nothing. We get a motion of like a $200 hookup fee for that with a 10,000 gallon fee.
They're sending in?
What's that?
Is it being used?
What?
No, they're going to take it down. They need water to take it down.
I got you.
they need to keep the dust control. It's already been debated with the thing, but it would just be a one-time fee of that unless they go over 10,000 gallons. But we need a, motion for a,
yeah, whatever the minimum water fee is for monthly.
Well, yeah.
Christy and I looked it up, and previously you guys had used Aquarius water, and they came in and they charged $450.
That was for pool fills.
Oh, okay.
That was for pool
Christy fills. Thought it was for, oh, okay.
That was for pool fills. And
is there any way to monitor how many gallons it
is? Yeah, I got a meter.
So let's just charge them by the gallon what we charge.
That's ridiculous. Because you're wasting my time.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to
what
that.
What I'm saying is charge them $200 for a minimum of 10,000 gallons, and it would be or five, whatever minimum gallon you want to use that, and go with that. At least it would cover my time to going up and hooking up the meter and picking up the meter, and making sure they're. If not, you're just if you charge them a minimum what a household would cost $30-$40.
I have no problem charging them $200. I'll charge them $500. I don't care.
I do know the city of Hudson charges $500, and I figured at least $200 is a
flat fee. $200.
Well, we could always change it. At least he wants to start on Wednesday. It just everything happened just before the meeting. I just got this information, so we can always change it.
Are they gonna just use a garden hose or what?
No, it's fire hose.
Fire hose.
They hook up the fire.
Keeps all the dust down.
Spray down like we did down on Prospect Street.
Okay. Is that going to interfere with anything we're doing, Chief?
No, not at all. Second motion to do a $200 flat fee for when a house is torn down and you don't like bother with the meter. You're not going to go over 10,000 gallons. That's my motion.
We need a second.
I'll make it $300.
Okay. Motion for $200 and motion for $300.
All right, so motion to charge one time fee.
I'll rescind my motion.
Well, we can do it at the end of
the
motions
and
resolutions.
No, I mean, I can rescind my motion, then I'll second
Larry. All right. So we have a first and a second on $300 flat fee to use first the water.
I think we should go 400.
I think we're going to go with 300.
Okay. Second. $300 flat fee for the use of water him. Associated with.
That way I can get back in touch with him because
he's emailing me.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
All right. Yes.
Opposed? Carried.
I believe that's going to be started Wednesday or Thursday.
Who was first and who was second?
Larry is first at 300.
Got it.
All right.
Okay.
You ready to move on? Mayor's report. Well, Doug and I have been meeting with Department of Social Services. Doug will elaborate more. I've also met with Vern and his police force a couple times. Rob met with the building inspectors and I and Doug the other day, trying to get this rental registry thing up and going. The reason, well, Doug will tell you about the DSS and why we're doing that. And Larry, I had called Larry and asked him to get in touch with Greener Pathways to see if we were just spinning our wheels. And he'll elaborate on that. Other than that, I just been with David. We've been getting that thing done down to the sewer plant. Lighting project down there is 99% done, and I think Deborah has sent in for the money. So we should be receiving that grant money shortly. Other than that, I don't have anything else. Trustees reports. Doug?
Okay, so like Ryan said, we've had a lot of meetings. We've met with Vern, and we've met with Rob Fitzsimmons, Bob Gibson, and Lee. What we're trying to do is to basically, I would say, help people who are living in some of these apartments who might have a drug issue. We would like, it kind of rolls in with the rental registry, where the apartments will get inspected. We would like to basically try to help these people. We've also had Julie involved with it, with the community center, and scheduling possibly some new programs with Department of Social Services, as we mentioned about AA, and making sure that the homes are safe for the people that live here. We're not trying to push anybody out. We know everybody needs a place to live. We are trying to make sure that they have a safe environment and that they're living in a healthy and good manner, I guess. Anything else about that?
No.
So we're hitting it from like five different angles all at once. So I'd say I think things are going to be moving ahead. And I think it'll be better for all the residents of the village.
DSS is going to couple with Greener Pathways up to the community center. Maybe not on the same day, but they're going to start having a presence in Philmont. He also asked about programs that we ran up there, and he was interested in the programs at the library run. So Doug and I put him in touch with those two people. That's why under Julie's report said that he had a conversation with her. They want to get the kids something to do, which we have plenty of places for somebody to go after school. We have enough programs going on. Maybe they just don't know about them. And he was going to put that to his people. So when they have a call in Philmont, they could give them the list of places that they could go. Other than that.
So, what else? So I attended the planning board meeting, which Brian, I think Paul understood that. We did an interview for the DPW position. We have a gentleman that we're gonna make a motion about tonight, who has worked, what, four days? So far, on an as-needed basis. He interviewed well and has, I believe Dave and the other DPW guys have a positive feeling about this. So we spent some time looking for somebody to help the DPW. We're short on people. There's been complaints regarding noise and so on, some days up to five a day. Especially regarding the motorcycle issue back here. And what basically I'm hearing from the sheriffs, I called Vern. Sheriffs have been up there three times, the Philmont police have been there twice. They're saying it's not an illegal activity to be running your dirt bike up and down on your own property. If anybody sees them, if anybody sees them off the property, if you can take a picture so we can then nail them. Right now, I'm being told, though, that if they're not staying on the property, there's nothing that can be done. Also, maybe Mark and Julia, you heard this. Was there firecrackers
yes.
around midnight? I forget right. which night it was reported to me. So we know who it is. We need to catch them doing something illegal so that we can proceed. And I'm getting tired of wasting my time for these. Went to the Philmont Rising presentation that I went to the one, I know Larry went to the other one at the community center. It was very well done. Thank you, Sally, Mark. There were some many good points, I think, that it's too bad that Tom left, but I think some of his points are well taken. I think we need to talk with Julie more. And get maybe more community input. Sometimes it's going through people's heads that maybe the community center doesn't belong there. Maybe we need to use the canal building. Maybe the community center should be like an artisan place so that people who are handicapped or cannot access it easily Because there's nothing we can do, I don't think, with the topography at the community center. That's all bedrock. We're not going to flatten that out and make it even more. There's lots of things to think about, and I think a lot of the things Tom mentioned are many of them are something to think. And then, yeah, we're going to be judging the lights on December 22nd, but Chris already mentioned that.
Are you going to stop down to the okay.
I didn't mean to steal your thunder, sorry. Huh? I said I didn't mean to steal your thunder, sorry. Well, the going out on the 22nd.
Oh, no. Yeah. I told that.
Okay.
Where?
Well, I attended all the meetings mentioned. I replied to an email from Dave Rogers when I set up a LoSAP investment review. And I also called Chief Doyle regarding the mini bike, four-wheeler, motorcycle, loud vehicle from complaints from residents. I reached out to Carl Quinn, Director of Greener Pathways, and they had nothing but positive to say about the results and the of their efforts in the village, so I would recommend that we keep moving forward with that program. And from an email from Jeff French, and I believe Deborah and I both contacted the County Department of Health to see if we could get a COVID pod in Philmont. In talking with my wife, it's probably going to be very unlikely that we do, but that's not to say that we won't. But they are going to look into it. We also talked about providing some type of transportation to those individuals that may be challenged to get to a pod at Columbia Green or wherever else shots are being given. And I have a fire chief's report submitted by Mr. Chief Beaumont sitting in the back there. Calls for the month are 18. We had a structure fire at 74 Church Street in the Millenwood District, a chimney fire. That was a great save by the Aquatic Task Force. Couple false alarms, some EMS calls, echo level call at Route 217 in Melville. Fire calls for the year 105. EMS calls for the year 60. Total calls 165. One drill, one truck inspection, and two work details. You got anything else, Chief?
Yeah. Yeah, just something. Yeah, firefighter physical. CMH, because of the staff shortages, they're not doing the physical. We found Wellnow and Greenport. They are doing the physicals. We have to pay for them, but they're reimbursable by the Columbia County Treasurer's Office. Up to, I believe it's 70% on per physical that they're reimbursed. So it shouldn't be that bad. And hopefully it'll be temporarily. You know, hopefully it won't be that long. Hopefully, you know, mid-year. It'll be free physicals. We'll resume when the COVID crisis ends, or gets better. We're predicting possibly in the spring, staff getting a lot better. So, the other thing was the grant. The grants are postponed till February once again for the fire siren and the air pack, because the Senate didn't agree to on the spending package right now, but they are considering it to agree in February. I could have money coming, we just have to wait. It's just a waiting game. So that's all I have to hear.
When's the new truck come?
The new truck, sounds like the new truck will be here tomorrow.
Nice.
I just want to thank the village for all the hard work, and the fire company really appreciates what they've been, really gone out of their way to make it happen for the fire company. Kind of threw it on, you know, at the last minute, and
We worked through. It would be nice if that truck was displayed Saturday.
Yep.
Leave it out in the parking lot so the people that go to the post office and right around the village can see it. Oh, it doesn't have to be in a parade, it's just out in the parking lot so they can see what they're paying for.
Oh, absolutely. They'll can see it out, we got a lot of things to do to get it ready for service. The only question is, the old one, we would have to get somewhere for now, it'll be completely winterized, hopefully by tomorrow afternoon, it'll be ready for storage.
Or put it in the warehouse.
Yeah, there's a procedure that we have, the last procedure before we put it in the warehouse, something we have to do to it. Where it goes, we figure about anywhere from between 5 to 7 o'clock tomorrow night, we'll have that all ready to go.
Just call me.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
All right.
My suggestion would have been maybe put a dehumidifier in it. The truck.
Inside the truck? In the can.
Go ahead.
So before we go on to motions, I just want to let the board know that I'm not discrediting Tom Pano's letter. We'll look at that very carefully. I'll pull it and look at it and we'll address it formally. But when he's a little bit ahead of the game. We're, you know, what Doug is talking about is exactly the stage that we're at, that we can't move forward to utilize those grant monies until we've done this outreach, input, Julie, all sorts of the programming, DOS, you know, and that's where we're at right now.
I was going to call him tomorrow and have a conversation with him because I do know a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah.
And I can get him through that. I'm not worried about Tom.
And no, I'm not either. But you know, I just let you know that we will address it.
I know what stage we're at. I know what he's referring to.
And we are gathering that information because I think we made this pretty clear in that presentation, and we made it even clearer in the virtual.
Yeah.
Because we picked up that it just wasn't translating.
All right.
We don't want to end up spending the grant money that we have to pay architectural, because it's aimed at producing that next level, but we can't get to that next level until we do, the deep dive into conceptual, which we're moving a conceptual plan. And so all of this is what the working groups is doing and the outreach and the meetings, and it's not just like one presentation and we go to design. I wrote down the words, that Tom was using, and it was like, wait a minute, he's talking like three stages ahead now.
I'll handle that.
Yeah. No, so quickly. We will handle that.
Just that Tom would be an amazing partner, and I feel like trying to bring him into the fold and get him to participate in this next stage is key. So if you could,
Tom is not going anyplace. Tom is on board with whatever.
Good. I just want him to be part of it because he does have a lot of great knowledge and experience. And I think the product will be better.
It just takes me time to calm him down. That's all.
Okay.
Well, you're the calming down machine.
Well, no, Tom and I are good together. I mean, I respect the man a lot. He's done good things for the village so far. He's not going anyplace. All right. So, who wants to read Deborah's report?
You got Jason's?
I have a very tough appointment. You got Deborah's.
I got Deborah's.
Yeah, they're right behind the director's report. But they're separate.
Trustee report submitted by Deborah Gitteman, December 2021. Communicate with Climate Smart Task Force, Chair Tom Pano about next steps. Contact the Climate Smart Task Force to schedule next meeting. Updated Climate Smart website page. Communicated with David Sider, completion of electrical upgrades to the water treatment facility. Updated photos of the completed clean energy grant project to NYSERDA. Communicated with Allison Cachadorian of NYSERDA. Next steps, reimbursement. was interviewed by NYSERDA representative, Philmont CEC grant experience, created website posts and events for, didn't say what for, responded to emails from residents, community center, playground kickoff presentations, facilitated announcing of a virtual presentation on December 12th, created website posts and events for three presentations, reviews and edited the historic district nomination process proposal, responded to website inquiries, RE new business postings, attended planning board meeting about the woods, communicated with planning board chairman Robert McFarlane, RE meeting and website updates, and adding meetings to website, miscellaneous website updates.
Thank you.
All right, Jason's basically, he's been working with attempting to unravel the library and car charger situation. He's going to take training in December and then schedule a presentation for everybody in the office. Basically, what he's trying to do is get figured out how to charge. Right now, if people plug into that charger, the taxpayers are paying for it. He is recommending we should charge 35 cents per kilowatt hour. And he has done research with other municipalities and so on. Spoke with Shakely about the fire truck, as they're concerned about the timing of the payment. That's all worked out. We've got the truck coming. He wants to thank Philip PD for patrolling Upper Summer Street in November to catch the speeders. Nice story by Clover Task Force in late November. Nice story. I think he means nice work.
Yeah.
The Clark Tech Force knocked down that house. I was on that call. It was a good save. All of the changes in addition to the insurance that covers the library and its tool lending library have been completed for recommendations drafted by the village staff. The lending library is an excellent addition to many services our library can offer. Toby's been working with local providers to provide some tool use literacy to ensure that the local users can move the tools safely. He's happy to see the DPW workers out and about. And he's excited for the Woods Project to begin work and look forward to learning more from the building.
Thank you.
Correspondence list is on the table. Motions and resolutions.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign the NYSERDA Evan Grid DRT settlement agreement made by.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign the GMES Solar 3 LLC consent to assignment of PPA agreement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign the contractor's application for payment for work done to the Village of Philmont Wastewater Treatment Plant in the amount of $216,125.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign the county MIS shared services agreement for 2022.
I'll make the motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to accept with regret William Michael's resignation from the Village of Philmont Police Department effective November 1st.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to hire Naval T. Camacho as a full-time benefited DPW laborer for the Village of Philmont at the hourly rate of $18.05 per hour, effective January 3rd, 2022. When Mr. Camacho has obtained CDL, pay per union contract will go to $20.05 as a machine equipment operator. Made by.
Second.
All in favor?
Motion motion to authorize the clerk to open an escrow account with the Bank of Green County for the sole use of the Woods Project currently under, currently before the Village of Philmont Planning Board made by.
What's that for now?
So we are getting invoices for that are related to the woods. So we should technically have an escrow account for that.
Why are we getting invoices?
Because it's a services to us, but
oh,
the
okay.
escrow account.
We're getting paid.
No.
No.
The escrow account is for them to put money into.
Right.
So they we can pay for the services that we require out of
like,
that account.
Like Rob attending
I got
the
it.
Meetings.
Okay. I missed the first part.
That's okay.
Do you have a number on that?
It's going to start out at $5,000 and then you're going to ask for more when we need it.
Yeah, they have not submitted their check yet, so I do not have a number.
Is that an agreement? We're going to ask them more when we need it, or is there?
Yeah, the way it works is it's in the zoning code book, and as it gets depleted, Trish just let us know if it does, and then we'll ask them for an additional contribution. If they don't make it, the review stops, so they'll always pay it. If they don't use it, if it doesn't get used, it gets returned to them. Like if they leave for some reason, or they're done with the project, or whatever.
So we're just basically holding it.
Yep.
Right.
You have to put it in a segregated account, and then any engineering or legal invoices that are above and beyond get paid out of that.
Mm-hmm. I'll second.
All in favor?
Okay.
Opposed? Last one.
Okay, motion to deem the 2000 Freightliner fire truck VIN number on there as surplus and no longer needed for village business.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Unfinished business.
What's the plan to sell that beast?
That's you guys. Don't look at me.
Bill Jones it.
When we went through this, you guys were going to get it sold.
I thought we had two.
Now it's what. Well, we sold one or two through Auctions International, right?
Yeah.
And that worked pretty well, didn't it? We can set a reserve or a minimum bid. And we talked about this down on the floor the other day. Do you have somebody who can, what's that word?
Would be a good starting price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but we have, is there somebody that can educate us on what that's worth?
Yeah, I got a verbal on, but it was written writing. I don't know if it was a charge cost for that at all, but the verbal was $30,000.
Okay.
And it made up it all over.
So that's what we started with.
Right. No. Yeah, that. If you get any close to that, I think we can make out super.
All right. Well, you guys are going to handle that, right?
If you'd like.
Yes. I thought that was part of the deal when we went through all this.
I have the guy's number for you.
Help with Chris.
Yeah.
You got what was that day?
I got the guys out because I could do all the trucks.
Oh, you did it, Dave? Between Dave and Chrissy, they can help you with that auction site.
Sure.
So take advantage of their help.
Okay.
And get it sold.
New business?
Oh. Do we have to approve the use of the Village Hall for the meeting? That's how I want it.
I'll let you know. We can do that in January.
Okay.
Because we still don't know what's going to happen. We haven't made a decision yet. But
right, we were good on point three, right?
Say it again.
We've already discussed point three.
Okay,
we did. The mail.
We have to go into executive session. Before that, I know most of you are going to leave before we get back out. And I can't adjourn it yet. But we've got to do something in memory of a couple of people. So I'd like to have a moment of silence for Mr. Tom Hotel and Mr. George Shook.
I don't know what the reason is.
It's going to discuss union grievance.
Okay. Discuss union grievance. I'll make that motion.
All in favor? We're done.
Yep. On firewood, sure.
How many times you say that a day?
Email, that's an email address. Bruce.
Oh.
Why did you sign that? Because it's my name on there, or does the village have the village?
It looks exactly the same as the one we received.
That's my problem, I'll just sign it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it down in, so take your phone.
What's the thing do?
It's live right now.
It's live?
Yeah, don't touch it, you get shot. Dave, can you use your village cell phone?
And let him know.
Yeah.
And I'll see you, he's gonna work for us on Friday anyway. I was gonna ask you if I'm gonna do that tonight.
Yeah, so give them as much time as, thank you.
But thanks again.
Oh, okay. Okay, no worries.
We've got a car computer issue.
I'm on the front door, it's a news.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's just a break.
It's a short break going down the street.
What time you kick off?
They don't want to go to the farm.
That corner on Church Street for Camden is extremely hard.
I know, we're not going down that way.
What's the prayer you're referring to then?
Let me finish it up.
Hey, go ahead.
If you send them down that way, they're going to go that way.
All right, so they know already, but go ahead.
What's that?
They know where they're going.
What I'm trying to say is, you don't tandem trucks. You don't have a tandem truck downstairs, okay?
Yeah.
It's going to eat the shit out of that road. I'm going around the corner from Prospect to Church Street because of the angle it is.
Yeah.
A lot of them won't even make it.
We're not going that far.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. You're sending the trucks. You're pointing them in that direction. They're going to go that way.
You're sending down Rock Street.
What I'm saying is
You're talking about the Christmas parade.
Yes. And I'm talking about the convention.
No.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm talking about the Christmas parade.
Right. Which one were you talking about the other day?
Christmas parade.
That's the map I gave you for
the county convention. You said you wanted to see the Christmas parade.
No, I didn't say anything.
I don't know where he's going.
That's what I said. Yeah, I think Dave means
I don't know where he's going.
Yeah, that's what I said. The
Christmas parade.
Christmas parade.
Yes.
We're going down Rock Street.
And
then they're going to just take it.
Go anywhere they want to go at home.
Right. Okay.
And we got that bigger truck. I thought you were confused, kid.
I'm sorry. I got to realize
who
I'm talking to.
What would the alternative be?
Why don't you turn to Church Street and come down Church Street?
They want to go
off of 217.
They want to go by the viewing stand and then get to the motor.
I don't know what the road is back.
I'm just saying because that corner, when you have all these trucks in the county, they're all going to be tandems and everything.
We can specify.
Why couldn't you put the viewing stand on? Why couldn't you put the viewing stand on Maple Avenue, and that corner's another sharp coming on Prospect Church Street. Instead of going down that corner's like this.
Yeah.
Okay? Where the other corner, you're gonna come out of Prospect and the church.
Yeah, I don't know why they decided that.
I'm just throwing it out.
What was the route? So they got it coming down and they have everyone going down Rock Street?
This is convention.
Convention. Let's just talk convention. You're gonna come down Main Street, turn on Rock, and go down to Prospect.
Yep.
And then you have the steep hill. Yep.
And then you have the sharp corner
where Rock and Prospect Church.
The transpanels aren't gonna be on the so they're gonna have to jerk and then go around.
But why were they gonna go down Church from there?
They're gonna go down Park. There should be no parking signs.
By this convention.
Well, the parking doesn't matter. That corner is sharp for him. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, why can't you turn in at the bank? Have the viewing stand right here on Maple Avenue, right under Greens. Beautiful spot for it.
I'm just trying to.
No,
I know what you're saying.
You can go right around Maple Terrace, which is an easy.
The last convention we did, if we went right down Church Street. Do you remember?
Yes.
The last convention
we went down.
We turned at
Bruce Olson's house and turned near and went across.
The last convention.
You're still doing the same thing. The thing of it is the trucks have gotten
bigger. That's the way they went. I know it is. That's a good idea.
I mean, just.
You could have the viewing stand.
Yeah. We mentioned about that.
Where was the viewing stand going to be?
Probably you have more room here, actually, for people to buy
stands. Yeah, so the state said it has to be so many feet from the roadway because they're going to tuck it in way in the back. The farmer's home is going to be somewhere back there, too.
And you have all the room there for your farmer's home.
Because I was saying, if you have to go down Rock, you just don't let them turn, try to turn down Church. You just send them straight. Prospect and come Maple Terrace and around, and then come back around.
By the time they get up here, the parade will still be going.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to change it, but I'm just trying to think what's best for the roads and what's best for.
Well, the problem is we've already got a lot of our alternate routes and detours already set.
When is this? When was
July 30th? That's the one I'm talking about.
It's not as steep because if you were, this is Wilcox's, this is the church, it's not as steep of a turn as it is here.
They're coming. Where do you think? Where should the route be?
This is Prospect.
What's the new route? So come over Prospect. What's the preferred route? What are you trying to say? Where do you think would be better? Go over.
I would say best thing is the turn right here. Right here from Billy.
Go up.
That's what I'm thinking. Right there's a reviewing stand right there. Right there on
that way. Somebody brought that up for Richmond last year.
You got all the greens right there and everything right there. And Clarence Home can park their bus in the back.
Yeah, Larry's the president.
Go around Maple Terrace.
Yeah.
Come back down. You have all that sidewalk and everything. And it's so much of an easier corner here to make than it is to try to make this that turn. That turn is a sharp turn. To go left down Church Street.
Okay.
Like I said, this is Wilcox's, and this is, this is the church. If you were coming out there, that's tough because a lot of trucks are going to go this way. They're going
to
back up.
They wanted to go by the firehouse.
You go wait for your firehouse.
That's somebody else brought. I think Brian wanted it. Somebody wanted to do that before. Go down Maple Terrace to make that left. Go right down. And then you won't have no problem making that. You're saying
you won't have a problem.
You're at the same intersection, but we'll be turning right there.
Shouldn't
be any issue.
You won't, because the angle's not sharp. Look, that corner bends back.
I'm just following the truck driver, like I said, it's totally not up to me. I think they could. It's changed. It's doable. We'll just make up the new thing. That's all. But just change it around. That won't be. I don't think that's not that big of a deal. Considering everything else they want.
Yeah.
And they got to get a hold. That you on no parking signs that day too, right? I think you're.
I'll get a hold of Hudson
and all that.
I'll find out.
I guess you were saying, but it's well enough. It's just plenty of time for that.
And now's the time to start this thing. That's why I was letting you know. And then.
I'm glad you did because it's just how it should be. At least you get the head
work.
That's all right.
I want to know what roads to work on.
Yeah, because we're going to be up on 11 line, you know, so we're going to keep Main Street open for, you know, and so it's only going to be shut down for an hour, but if there's an emergency, the procedure is going to be, if there's a big siren, just span the parade to the right.
You got my number, right? Call me tomorrow night.
That'd be good. No, that'll work out. I'll bring that up.
I'll see if we can find a dehumidifier to put in there.
Yeah, no,
that way.
Yep, there's one more. There's one procedure we got to do with the truck tomorrow night because they want all the valves halfway open. We got to pull the primer one more time. I guess that's how you do it.
Did you guys put any antifreeze in it?
They're saying you don't have to, but we put a little bit. We put a little bit in there. They said don't overdo it because the rubber parts and the plastic parts in the
RV antifreeze.
They're corrosive. You can use RV. I could pick some of that up tomorrow.
Yeah, I would dump down some of that.
That's it. And we didn't just pull the prime. They said it needs the valves. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
And you're good. So we can do that. That's easy enough. We'll have that all done by. I think with all the hoopla and everything else tomorrow night, it's easy enough to get in there, right?
It should be, yeah. We'll double check it tomorrow night.
What do you prefer? You think 7's too late to get it in there, dark?
No.
That's nothing, right?
Nope.
We'll stay out of the house anyway.
Well, she's at work, I don't care.
No, we'll be, that's going to save us a lot of time.
Yeah, if you can. If you can talk to them about that and explain. I see professional drivers not be able to make that corner. They got to realize not everybody has a single axle truck.
Yeah.
They're going to bring their cannons.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to scuff the shit out of the road.
Right, they got the double.
You know, they're probably going right down through past here.
But the other thing is we have the discretion to limit the type of trucks and how many trucks.
Right. Some trucks, some places only have.
You're not going to be able to bring a ladder truck. Nobody's going to bring a ladder truck.
Nobody's going to bring a ladder truck.
Thank you.
Because
we could say one truck. Well, I know what you're saying.
I'm just trying to make it easier.
I think that might work out good. Because I think it was what they just really wanted that route. That's what they agree on. But your route is the one they proposed first.
Right.
By the firehouse, right?
Come right by the firehouse. Why wouldn't you? I'm almost positive the last time you guys had it, it went down fast.
I remember going down church, but now I don't remember how the hell we got down church. We must have come down this
way. Okay, it was.
Or down church. We come down church.
No, they got a corner like.
I remember.
Who's also down?
I remember by Richardson's Hall and John Blau Huggy's mother.
Yeah.
So we had to go by Richardson's
Hall. Yeah, we went down around that way by Bruce Olson's house.
I mean, you're right.
And that's still bitching. They're getting there, you know.
Well, again, with the days of that, the trucks are bigger than.
Bigger than they were 20 years ago.
And not only that, but you got 60 fire trucks turned.
That's where like one truck. I like it right down past here.
Right down in front of you.
That's not a big deal. I'll just not take
the. Down through here, they said, well, people on Richardson Hall like to see the parade. That's the reason it says.
Come right here. Tell people from Richardson Hall, they come right here.
Well, that's the deal we want to
do. You see, you walk out the back, you go right into the green, and sit right there.
I would go right down through here.
It's not the same Richardson Hall. That's freaking low.
How much trouble would we go to go down just to go straight down church? Go down Main and go straight down church. How much trouble is that?
We did that one year too.
If you had no parking.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's not a bad parking.
What's the sense to a Maple if you want to do
I'm just suggesting because then you have a spot for a viewing stand on the greens or right here in your parking lot.
I got you too.
You know what I'm saying? You have those spots.
What am I buying?
Because that is a tight freaking. That thing by Wilcox is tight.
Yeah, because insurance certificate's not all finalized yet either. So we have time to.
Okay.
I can find out with that. Okay, we can do that.
Cool. All right.
Hey, take that with you, too.
Thank you.
I want your name.
You walk right into it.
Thank you.
You want me to get all that guy? Cross International, make their appointment? I think it costs us $45, something like that. But that didn't take the pictures. They know what pictures are taken.
Who do you do that to
firefighter. I'll get my message tomorrow. Now, if they want it, how do they go?
Does it matter?
Will they come and take it too? No, it's all, the people who buy it come and take it. But you guys, before you can do that, there's gonna be a title of that truck. There's no title yet for that truck. That was the title of the truck paid off.
Okay, Jed, thank you.
You don't get the title. You get the title, so have a lien on, they don't even have a title.
Phew.
I checked it on my side.
I don't step here, fool.
Wow, you have a lien, sure. No,
Who called you?
As you said, there wasn't even a title award.
I don't have nothing.
I'll check with her tomorrow, and as soon as they get something, just we have to wait for that before we can move forward on selling.
Yeah.
But then as soon as they do, I'll let the guy know, listen, we're gonna have a fire truck for you to put out. We just gonna wait for the title.
Alright, I'll search around, see if.
Yeah, and I'll talk to Chris, he said, hey, did you find anything today? Because I know they were busy, Mondays and Tuesdays are, it's that office is.
The case that the village know the date it was paid off, you know what I mean?
I'm sure they do, I don't.
Maybe they never.
The bank wouldn't have the title. Banks don't hold title, they just hold lien on it. It would be DMV or. Yeah, see if they can find it. See if Holly can find a,
Yeah, alright.
You got the year and VIN number and everything for it?
Sure.
So yeah, see if she can find it. If there is, say, alright, no, and then get a duplicate.
Okay.
Form, and then Chris can fill that out and sign it.
Yeah, I'll work on it, I'll do that tomorrow.
Alright. As soon as they have, as soon as you have all that stuff, I'll get them to come out and take pictures in here. Or how does, or,
is there enough light down there, or they can pull it out?
We'll pull it out.
The only other problem you're gonna have is with the air brake on that truck.
What's that?
On that fire truck, without being under pressure, you have to try to pump up the air.
Oh, it started up and.
You can pump the brakes like a full bus, but that takes a while, but.
Yeah, we'll get it, I mean, that's.
Just to pull in and out, but which is a tip there, why you're probably gonna have to.
We'll get it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Candy.
You're gonna sleep tonight, but you.
See if Holly has to find it, give her the VIN number, see if she can find where the title is. Okay. As soon as we have that information.
Yep.
As long as I know it's on the way, we can start the other process happening.
I should give you a heads up tomorrow night, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Candy.
I'm gonna.
Have some.
You can have what you're at.
What are you gonna have?
I'm gonna have some Skittles.
I don't like Skittles, I have a cheese.
Good, you might know your hand has been on it.
Good. I like Skittles.
We technically adjourned.
What's that?
I said we're adjourned.